Chamber Bureau President Bill Malone is ready for the uncertainty to be resolved, and he looks forward to getting on with business as usual. But until a decision is made, whether the mountain resort opens for its 51st season is a decision still to be decided. For now, he says, the Chamber's in a holding pattern until they know what the message will be. Once that happens, he says, they have plans for the biggest media buy ever.
We've had to make a couple of quick decisions with print advertising that was going out in the ski magazines in September. But that's really the only changes we've had to make in any of our plans. Well, it's kind of interesting. We have our plans this year are basically the biggest spend that we've ever had on winter marketing. However, the creative on all of these things are kind of in the dance right now until we know whether we're talking about two ski areas or three ski areas.
Until now, he says it wasn't much of an issue that seemed to be impacting winter reservations, but now with national coverage of the issue, he says it needs to be resolved.
We've not heard people saying bookings, but there's a lot of anxiety in the last week. People are telling me that they're hearing from their guests who are calling with questions, et cetera. So it's still early. Our Christmas bookings, people said, look strong. So we seem to be poised for that Christmas time. But, you know, the real kick in terms of reservations really don't begin for a little bit of time.
It's not easy to counter the stories that suggest if Park City Mountain Resort doesn't open that the entire town is closed.
You know, I think most people know the difference, but we have been reminding people when they do use those interchangeably that they're incorrect in how they do that, that we still have, even if Park City were to be dark, we have Park City Mountain Resort. See, there it goes. I just did it. Park City Mountain Resort were to be dark, we still have over 300 trails and 40 lifts and 6,000 acres of skiing. So we still have a product that is pretty significant, bigger than most Western destinations.
The Chamber, he says, won't waste marketing resources until they know what the decision is. Staff, however, has been developing a plan in the event that the resort doesn't open, which would be distributed to Chamber Bureau members, lodging properties, and restaurants.
We've prepared a package of items such as what our statement to the media would be in a worst-case scenario, what we would encourage people to say to consumers or potential consumers. We put a whole list together of what we think could be frequently asked questions by the consumer in terms of, well, if I'm staying here, what does that mean? Is everything else open? All of those things. And then a message to our members, basically talking about the things that we would encourage them to focus on, reaching out to their past guests, encouraging them to come back, keeping a positive attitude.
The message will be truthful and proud of what is still available to the destination visitor.
I think you have to acknowledge the fact that it is closed, but follow that up quickly with the fact that you still have an unbelievable vacation with all of the same amenities that you've always had and the accessibility. So all the strong messages would stay the same. It would just be acknowledging the fact that a portion of what we sell would not be open for the winter, but there's still a lot of other activities that are available, as well as a tremendous amount of skiing available.
Based on some forward-looking booking trends, he says the upcoming season looks very good.
I'm hearing that we're poised for a pretty good year this year. Obviously, we don't know how long this drags out in terms of litigation and how that's going to impact it, but you know, our popularity has never been better. When you look at the media that we've been able to attract in terms of articles written on us and how that's compounded over the last few years, we're on the top of the list.
That's the president of the Park City Chamber Bureau, Bill Malone. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.